You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to Sunday's edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on October the 15th. I'm Andy Holden. We're going to be taking a look today at Naseys flat card, and a competitive one it is too. We've got some decent prize money on offer here today, and a couple of listed races for you as well at 3:35 and 5:20 respectively. As you can imagine, for this time of year, ground is going to be on the easy side, soft yielding to soft in places, but most of these horses in Ireland, to be fair, have encountered this kind of conditions before, so it's certainly not much of an issue. And when it comes to studying form, it's pretty much there for all to see.
Race one.
The 1:20 is where we begin. And I must admit, the first two races don't do a great deal for me. There's quite a lot of unknown quantities, and some of these have obviously got to be watched in the market. So far, though, It's All a Joke has probably set just a reasonable and fair standard. From the Jura Lion Stable, this horse managed to finish sixth on debut behind one of Michael O'Callaghan's two-year-olds called Aurora Eclipse. But I didn't think that much of the race, in all fairness. So it would not surprise me one iota if one of the Aidan O'Brien trained individuals on debut, Full Moon or Lost Treasure, was good enough here. You'd certainly have to keep an eye on the market. Both of them are from sires we know particularly well: Full Moon, Decoration of War, and Lost Treasure by Warfront. Of the two, well, obviously, the betting suggests that Full Moon is the one to concentrate on here on debut. And given that he's bred by a lot of horses whose influence is very much on stamina, well, today's test over a stiff six furlong should be absolutely ideal for him here. So keep an eye on the market, and certainly make a note of one or two horses at the very least that might go on from that first race.
Race two.
On to the 1:50 again. Another troublesome-looking two-year-old contest, I must admit. I don't really like many of these. They haven't really shown a great deal, and they've just got bits and pieces of messy form, really. I mean, Betsy Trotter was really good first time out behind a horse that I followed throughout the season called Brick by Brick from the Jessica Harrington stable. The third has won since, Abba and Nova. But she finished last of eight last time out in a Group 3, albeit behind US Navy flag. Which leads me to believe that perhaps Connections probably thought she was potentially quite useful, or certainly they overrated her anyway. She's been off the track for a little while, obviously taking a little bit of time to recover from that, and she should in theory have a decent draw in stall 9 as well, racing down the middle of the track. That's usually where they race here at Nace on softest ground at this time of the season. But there are a couple of horses that have been priced up at quite fanciful odds, let's say, that I do think can outrun their odds. And Julia's Magic would certainly be one in question. She's only got a rating of 69, but she's actually run quite reasonably well on her last two starts, including a good run behind Yellow Star in a decent nursery here at the last meeting. And given that she's got track experience, and potentially she's drawn right down the near side of the track in stall 15, I do think that's the best place to be here at Nace when the ground's on the soft side at this time of year. Odds of 25-1 could look absolutely huge for this horse with plenty of experience. So despite Betsy Trotter's obvious looking claims here down the front end of the market, I suggest we either have a bet without the favourites each way, or certainly just an all-out each way bet on Julia's Magic at a much bigger price.
Race number three.
Right then, on to the 2:25. Now it becomes a little bit more interesting, certainly from a confident picking selection and betting perspective. And the one I quite like here is Guess the Bill from the Johnny Murtagh stable in this wide open Premier Nursery, the Birdcatcher, which is always a much sought after prize from the Irish trainers. And I do like the way this horse's career path has developed in recent times. Obviously outclassed in a Group 3 at the Curran Fast Ground early on in the season in July, but decent effort behind one or two nice types at Tipperary, including Ballet Shoes, has been a fair yardstick with regards to filly's form over in Ireland. And then a real decent effort last time out at Roscommon when victorious for the second time, when outstaying a horse called Sir Jack Thomas in the latter stages, who was well fancied on the day. I just like this horse's attitude. I just think he's nothing flash, but he's the kind of horse that gets the job done. Now, obviously, we've got to keep an eye on where the draw is here today at Naze, because as I anticipate, I think the horses will come down the middle of the track. So maybe stall two could be a little bit problematical for Dennis Linehan here on Johnny Murta's charge. But hopefully he can get into a reasonable enough position, because I do think this horse has got a little bit of quality about him. And I certainly expect, anyway, Guess the Bill to outrun its odds around about 10 to 1 this morning.
Race 4.
On to the 3 o'clock then, and we've got a very, very valuable looking EBF auction race. It's actually a final of this particular series. And quite a few of these have had good runs, not only recently, but at this track as well, including Powersville, who won a 6 furlong maiden here last time out, beating the likes of the Brogy Man, who also ties into this form quite nicely. Yugon Gold Fairy obviously was victorious last time out at the Galway Festival, and he's probably a worthy favourite on form. But the horse that finished second to it that day is a horse I really like called Quizzical. Now, this horse managed to run up to a fair standard next time out when finishing third behind Warm the Voice. Now, Warm the Voice went on to finish third in the Beresford behind Saxon Warrior from the Brendan Duke stable, and has subsequently been sold to Hong Kong as well. So obviously that horse is very highly regarded. And I do like the way that this horse kept on in the latter stages on what can only be considered as absolutely mucky ground at the Stowell Harvest Festival. On slightly better ground today, with a good draw. I do think that draw is very important here at Naze. You want to be in a good tactical and good track position turning for home. You certainly don't want to be out the back door here. Then obviously Ronan Whelan's got every opportunity to get this horse out in handy from that inside stall. So odds around about 7 to 1 this morning. Make plenty of each way appeal here for Quizzical in race number 4.
Race 5.
On to race 5 then, which is the first of the listed races here this afternoon. It's the Garnet Stakes for the fillies. And no major, major surprises at Making Light and Elegant Pose. And I'm So Fancy head the market here, because they took part in the Hurry Harriet Stakes early on in the season at Garran. On that occasion, Dermot Wells' charge, Making Light, came up on top. But for me, the moral winner was Elegant Pose on that occasion, because it was a massive advantage to race up towards the stand side on that day. And alluringly, who came from a long way back, did just that. But unfortunately, Colin Keane hadn't read the script, and he decided to plough a lone furrow on the far side on Jer Lyons' individual, and that ultimately cost the filly by Elusive Pimpernel the race. I do think she was the best horse in the race on that occasion, and she's been well back this morning. I can certainly see where punters are coming from. But if you're looking for something at a much bigger price, well, I do think Petticoat will outrun its odds here. This horse was a good fourth early on in the season in a race similar to this behind Key to My Heart. And there was nothing wrong with its effort last time out when last seen at the Killarney July Festival behind Drumfad Bay. She comes out really well on my numbers and has got a nice low draw. And I do think Sister Blandina will outrun its odds as well. It was given a terrible ride by Dennis Linehan last time out on heavy ground at Tipperary, and she never got in the race. But prior to that, she was hugely impressive and suggested that she was coming good again at Galway, winning very easily. She's got good form at this track as well. I do think the step up in triple suit, a soft ground, not a problem. If you're looking, like I say, one for a big price, 20 to 1 for Sister Blandina, well, that'll definitely outrun its odds there in race 5.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:10 then. Pretty mediocre stuff here. And Harvey Specter, of course, ran at Cork yesterday when a short price favourites to win a competitive handicap there off the back of a Tipperary success. But whether connections run this horse again, I'm not ultimately too sure. So therefore, I'm probably going to go with a horse that has been catching my eye of late without necessarily being troubling the judge too much. And that's a filly called Miro from the Jim Bulder stable. She's a really big, imposing filly by Intense Focus. And I thought she's run a good deal better than some of her finishing positions have suggested, particularly that third at Leopardstown beyond Wingate and Grey Waters. That form reads well in the context of this race. And then she rather kept on without really threatening when we last saw her behind her Happy Company. Now, that run came off the back of a 99-day break. Interesting connections have gone not only for the tongue tie, but also for the cheek pieces first time. Perhaps they just don't feel as though this filly has been putting it all in. And I'd probably have to agree with their endorsements there on the way she's been running. I do think she's got plenty of talent, however, and this race is absolutely awful. So if she couldn't be competitive here, well, they'd rather throw the book at her, to be perfectly honest. So Maru is the tentative vote there in the 4-10.
Race 7.
On to the 4:45 then, and regular Irish followers under both codes will notice that Fearsall's been in great form of late, and I'm not going to desert you and 5-year-old in a rush either here. I do think he's at quite a tantalising price this morning, 6-1. I thought it'd be a good deal shorter off the back of another good effort on the over hurdles the other day behind Kilkiskin's first. Now, that race was the feature of that race anyway was highlighted by the very fast time generated by the winner, and not only Fearsall, who finished second round well, but back in fourth was a horse called Russian Roulette, who absolutely trotted up the next time out at Fairy House. And both sets of figures involving that horse have been very good. So I do think Fearsall is a worthy contender here. On his last 4 month run on the flat, he won at Gowran Park in pretty easy fashion. And he was very easy to back that day, and that was due to the soft ground. I think Connections weren't that confident of a massive run because of the his propensity to go on a fast surface, or certainly that was his best form going into that race. So the fact that he managed to overcome soft ground has certainly opened up a new set of boundaries for this horse going forward. So Fearsall, each way is the choice there in the penultimate contest.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, and Aidan O'Brien's got a really good chance here of taking this race with Longing, who's a really nice imposing filly by Galileo. I don't think we've seen the best of her yet. She managed to win a maiden in pretty comfortable fashion last time out, and she was doing all her best work in the closing stages that day under a fairly tender ride by Show Me Heffernan. He was basically trying to educate this filly. She is a huge unit, this filly by Galileo. So I think, like I say, next season is when we're going to see the best of this this three-year-old. But for now, I do think she's going the right way. She's lightly raced. She's got more improvement to come. She'll handle the conditions. And more importantly, I think this mile and a half is absolutely what she's been crying out for. So Longing, quite a confident vote there in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. We're going to take a look at Wednesday's Punchestown Jumps card, which is a 7-race programme on Wednesday, beginning at 2:05. So until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.